degrees here in West Sacramento under cloudy skies. The pitch swung on and chopped foul off to the first base side. And a count even at 1-1 to Amador. Right off the top, we'll tell you we do not have ABS, nor do we have a challenge system in place for these three games. We're expected to have it when we return from the two-week road trip. The Rivercats embark on a two-week road trip after this homestand as the pitch swung on, chopped up the middle, and threw for a base hit off to the right of second base. And that is how the season begins. Adiel Amador with a base hit up the middle, bounding ball single, and a man on for the Isotopes. So it'll be the home plate umpire, David Arrieta, who's also the crew chief. He's calling balls and strikes. It'll be old school balls and strikes with Arrieta calling them. Brian Walsh, the first base umpire. Ty Krause at second base. And an all-time name guy, Denver Dangerfield, is the umpire at third. Denver Dangerfield. So four-man umpiring crew as the pitch to Ryan Ritter. This is up high for ball one. For the Rivercats, the outfield left to right, Marco Luciano, Grant McRae, Wade Meckler, the infield around the horn. From third to first, Brett Auerbach, Brett Wisely, Oslavis Basabe, and Jake Lamb. Logan Porter behind the plate. And on the mound, the aforementioned right-hander, Seymour. And his pitch is taken for a called strike. Seymour spent 1 year at Dartmouth and then transferred to Kansas State. And he was drafted originally by the Mets in the sixth round, the 172nd overall pick in 2021, and he was a non-roster invitee to big league spring training, as that's fouled back by Ritter. Seymour last year with the Rivercats, I mentioned he made every one of his turns in the rotation, all but one were starts, 29 appearances, 28 starts, that pitch is low. 134 and a third innings for Seymour. And he gave up 84 earned runs, 151 hits allowed, 132 strikeouts to 60 walks. Seymour sets, working off the third base side of the rubber. The stretch and the pitch, and a swing and a miss. And Seymour strikes out Ryan Ritter. So that's the first out of the ballgame, and it comes in the form of a swinging strikeout. And it brings up Zach Veen for the Isotopes. And Veen in from the left side. The ninth overall pick in the 2020 draft out of Spruce Creek High School in Port Orange, Florida. And Veen finished the year with the Isotopes last season, played in 21 games with Albuquerque, and hit 220 in his first little bit of big league time. Seymour delivers, and Veen swings and shoots one the other way in a left field, a base hit. Fielded cleanly out there by Luciano, plays it back in, and Zach Veen with a single in his first at-bat of the season. So that puts two men on with one man out, and Keston Hira, the next customer for Carson Seymour. Hira, the native of Valencia, California, originally drafted by the Brewers, and like Veen, the hitter before him, he was the ninth overall pick, but that was in the 2017 draft out of UC Irvine. The pitch, and Hira swings and fouls it back into our right. Hira last year played in this league with Salt Lake, played in 37 games with the Bees. He also played in the Tigers system at their AAA club, Toledo. And was in the big leagues with the Angels. That swung on and missed. He played 10 games last year with the Halos, did Hira, and that was his first bit of big league time since 2022, and he was with the Brewers most of that season, played 80 games with Milwaukee in 2022. The 0-2 on the way, and strike three called. He got him on the outside corner. So Seymour has given up a couple of hits here in the first, but he's collected a couple of strikeouts. And Yankiel Fernandez coming up next. Fernandez will be in from the left side. The native of Havana, Cuba, who was signed as an international free agent by Colorado in 2019. Saw 33 games with the Isotopes last season at 2-11. That's with runners at first and second and two outs as he takes that pitch in tight. for ball one. The Rivercats tonight not wearing their traditional Smud Orange Friday uniforms. They're going with the Cardinal and white, the white pants, white top. Rivercats and cursive Cardinal script on the front of the jersey and a Cardinal number on the back of the white top as that pitch is down low. Cardinal cap with RC in black trimmed in gold, the letters on the front of the ball cap. Two balls, no strikes, and the pitch is taken down and in, and now 3-0 to Fernandez, the fifth place hitter for the Isotopes. Albuquerque wearing traveling gray pants, and they're wearing gray tops as well. It's a vest-style top, a gray vest-style top, and most of the Isotopes have long black sleeves underneath that vest as that pitch is going to miss for ball four. So four-pitch walk drawn by Yankiel Fernandez, and that loads the bases with two outs, and there have been some twists and turns this inning for Seymour. Pitch is swung on and fouled to the backstop. Strike one on Owen Miller, who bats with Amador at third, Veen at second, and Fernandez at first. Miller will take a bit low. The count even at one ball and one strike. Miller out of Illinois State, Normal, Illinois, had a chance to visit Illinois State for the first time this past offseason with the Pacific basketball. It's a swing and a bouncer to the shortstop. Two hops for Brett Wisely. He fields cleanly, throws to first to get Miller. The side retired, so Albuquerque loads the bases but comes up empty in the top of the first. No runs, two hits, no errors. And the Topes leave them loaded through half an inning here in this 2025 season. It's the Isotopes nothing and the Rivercats coming up.
Jackson Rancheria.
Let's go.
Jackson. Rivercats fans know the best place to go is Jackson. Play your favorite games, stay in the best hotel, and win the best prizes. Then step up to a plate of the best steak and seafood in Amador County at Lone Wolf Restaurant and Lounge. Jackson Rancheria Casino Resort. Go Rivercats. Let's go.
Jackson, 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 Jackson Rancheria.
Let's go.
Big plays happen on the field, but key players keep everything clean behind the scenes. That's why Advanced is proud to be the official custodial service partner of the Sacramento Rivercats. From ballparks to boardrooms, we deliver a winning clean every time. Contact Advanced today for spotless service that's always a grand slam. Advanced, because a clean space is always a home run.
Hey everybody, I'm Alicia Mason. I'm teaming up with Tatiana Manning, Senior Program Manager at PG&E, to share some simple steps you can take to a more energy efficient home. I heard the washer and dryer can be some of the costliest appliances in your home to use. Do you have any tips to save money in the laundry room?
Let's address the costliest issue, heating water. Instead, opt for the cold cycle. Doing this one simple step can save you up to $40 a year.
That's great. So I get to help with the planet and save some money too.
That's right.
Learn more at savingsactioncenter.com.
If you're not feeling the love from your internet provider, there's good news. No, they're not changing, but you've got a choice with Fidium Fiber Internet. We know what people are going through, like Norman. He says, I keep paying more and more for less and less. Well, that's not right. Dana says, buffering. I hate buffering. So do we, Dana. Fidium Fiber delivers gig speeds over our 100% fiber network, and our smart Wi-Fi adapts to you. Visit fidiumfiber.com/loveit. Service not available everywhere.
Grant McRae leads off for the Rivercats, swings at the first pitch and grounds it to the backhand side of the first baseman, Keston Hira. And McRae attacking the first pitch, grounds out three unassisted, one pitch and one out for Austin Gomber, who starts this game on Major League Rehab for the Isotopes. Albuquerque defensively, the outfield left to right. Sterling Thompson, Zach Veen, Yankiel Fernandez, the infield around the horn. From third to first, it's Owen Miller, Ryan Ritter, Adiel Amador, and Keston Hira. Braxton Fulford behind the plate. And on the mound, it is the aforementioned Gomber, who deals a strike to Brett Wisely. Wisely, the left-handed hitter, takes up and in. Beg your pardon, it was a ball at first to Wisely. So now it's two balls and no strikes. Shortstop Ritter is shaded up the middle, and the pitch is taken off the outside. So 3-0 to Wisely, who's spent parts now of the last three seasons with the Rivercats, going back to 2023. It's on the way, and Wisely takes a called strike. And now 3-1. Last year, Wisely played in 41 games with the Rivercats, 91 games with the Giants. 3-1, and Wisely swings and bounces it foul through the first base coach's box. Rob Riggins takes care of his first try of the season. Great to see the Butcher back in the first base coach's box. Didn't butcher that one. One of these days when my voice is up to it, give you the story of Rob Riggins, the Butcher. Some of you might know it, but it's worth telling again. But not right now. 3-2, the pitch, a swing and a little looper, shallow left center field, it drops in for a base hit. So Brett Wisely has the first Rivercats hit of the season. Wisely hit 301 with the Rivercats in those 41 games in Sacramento last year, with the Giants hit 238. So one on, one out, and here is Marco Luciano in from the right side. The lefty Gomber delivers, and Luciano takes a backdoor breaking ball. Gomber, I mentioned on Major League Rehab, had a shoulder ailment that shut him down the better part of spring training. He returned to action on the 22nd, and it did not go well for him. He allowed three runs on five hits in 3 2/3 innings, including a pair of homers as Luciano swings and misses. And a count even at one ball and one strike. The Rockies don't feel it's anything serious with Gomber, but he also wanted to, talking about Gomber now, wanted to make sure that he was going to give it the proper time as that pitch is low. And Gomber saying that, look, it's the start of the season. He didn't want to do anything to jeopardize the rest of the year. So he somewhat shut himself down also, wanting to make sure everything was good to go with the shoulder. Pitch, and Luciano takes up high, and it's now 3-1. Be interesting to watch Luciano in the outfield this year, and it'll be interesting to watch Marco play in more of a defined role. He was just so all over the place in terms of his role last year. The pitch, swing and a ground ball foul wide of third. So Luciano going between shortstop and second base, going between San Francisco and Sacramento. And I think that really affected him at the plate at times. And he had a down year with the bat hit, just 250 in 83 games with the Rivercats. He got to 10 home runs, but he had a power outage for a long time, and the power went missing. 3-2, and it's outside, and Luciano draws a walk. So after Gomber retired Grant McCray on the first pitch, he sees Wisely single, and now Luciano walk. And here is Wade Mechler. Mechler batting cleanup. Usually you'd see him at the top of the order. But Mech batting cleanup here on opening night, and he takes that pitch up and away for ball one. Mechler out of Oregon State. And last year injured at the end of spring training, had a hand injury that kept him out the better part of the year. It's on the way, and a swing and a bouncer, foul outside of first. And when he was finally healthy, Mechler did the Tour de Giants. He played in the Complex League, San Jose, Eugene, Richmond, and Sacramento. 44 games with the Rivercats last year for Mechler, and he hit 288. In those 44 games, had 8 homers, 27 runs batted in. The 1-1, and Mech swings and lifts a fly ball to deep right center field. The overcast sky, and Veen tracking it angled back to his left, and he makes the catch in the far reaches of right center field, deep enough to where both runners can tag and advance. So So that raises the stakes here for Logan Porter. He'll bat with two men in scoring position and two men out. Porter in from the right side. And Logan last year played in 21 games for the River Cats. Became a dad this offseason. Congratulations to Logan. We got to talk with him about that when we were in Scottsdale a couple of weeks back. Is that pitch taken for a called strike? No score, bottom of the first inning. Second and third, and two out. Porter trying to get the River Cats on the board. He swings and misses. Breaking ball there from Gomber. Now 0-2 to Porter. Gomber originally drafted by the St. Louis Cardinals out of West Orange High School, and he attended Florida Atlantic. So Florida guy through and through. Pitch, and it's low and in. West Orange High School is in Winter Garden, Florida. Florida Atlantic, of course, in Boca Raton. And the Cardinals drafted him in the fourth round in 2014. Gomber's been with the Rockies going back to 2021. This is his second game ever in an Isotopes uniform. Had one appearance in 21 on rehab. The pitch. And a swing and a miss and a breaking ball crosses up Logan Porter, and that ends the inning. So both teams threaten in their half of the first, and neither team scores. First strikeout for Gomber. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two men left. Through one inning in Sacramento, still scoreless on the Rivercats Digital Network.
Baseball season is in full swing, and just like on the field, you need a team that you can count on. At Proactive Pest Control, we are the local experts when it comes to keeping your home pest-free. We offer same-day service, a 100% service guarantee, and our solutions are eco-friendly and pet-safe, so you can rest easy knowing your home and loved ones are protected. Visit BeProactivePestControl.com. Proactive Pest Control, your local experts, keeping your home safe from pests and ready for the game. When it comes to your finances, you need a bank that's going to hit it out of the park. Poppy Bank is proud to sponsor the Sacramento Rivercats and remains committed to making a positive difference in the communities we serve. There's a reason Poppy Bank has been voted the best business bank. Learn more about our competitive products and services by visiting one of Poppy Bank's Sacramento area branches or online at poppy.bank. That's poppy.bank. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Carson Seymour's first pitch of the second inning is taken for ball one by Sterling Thompson. Zach Beirutti with half a voice. So glad to be with you on opening night at Sutter Health Park. The pitch, and Thompson swings and fouls it back. No score here in the top of the second inning. Third baseman is well off the line. That's Brett Arbach. Pitch. Thompson swings and misses. Seymour getting a fastball by him that time. And the count is 1-2. Thompson out of the University of Florida, 31st overall pick in 2022. This is his AAA debut. It's on the way. And a swing and a foul ball top to the backstop. Thompson just got a piece of it. Bottom third of the order, Thompson followed by Warming, Bernabell, and Braxton Fulford. Shortstop Wisely is shaded well up the middle. Center fielder McCray is slightly towards left, maybe a step or two. Pitch, and it is off the outside. Two balls and two strikes again. This is the home plate umpire, David Arrieta, calling the balls and strikes. We expect to have the Hawkeye system back when we come off our two-week road trip. 2-2, and strike three called. Seymour got him on the inside corner. And Thompson frozen by that offering out of the hand of Seymour. That's Carson's third strikeout. Seymour gave up two hits and a walk, but left the bases loaded in that first inning. Was able to get out of that jam. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss. Warming Bernabeu. Outfield straight away. Seymour, the kick of the leg, the pitch, a swing and a ground ball pulled foul up the third base side. No balls and two strikes. Bernabeu from the Dominican Republic was signed as an international free agent by Colorado in 2018. And it appears he broke his bat on that foul ball. This is his AAA debut as he spent all of last season with AA Hartford. Hit 263, 9 home runs and 64 runs batted in the Eastern League. No balls, two strikes, and a pitch. Swing and a miss, and Seymour got him. Looked like a fastball from Seymour. We're still not getting the pitch speed. They're trying to figure all that out on the new video displays here, and it's going to take a little bit of time. I mean, I'll talk about it throughout the course of the season, especially early on, but it was a sprint to the finish here at Sutter Health Park to finish all of these technological elements, especially the new boards and to rig everything up. So just kind of bear with us on that. But here is Braxton Fulford, and Fulford takes a called strike. So back-to-back Ks to start this inning for Seymour. The pitch and a swing and a miss. Sweeping pitch there from Carson. He's ahead 0-2. Seymour aiming for a quick top of the second inning, and now the hitter Fulford using his timeout. Fulford also played with Hartford last year, all of last season, in 92 games at 241, 10 homers, 46 runs batted in. Right-handed hitter out of Texas Tech. 0-2, and just off the outside. Seymour hit the target, but just off the outside, says David Arrieta. He was the sixth round pick of the Rockies in 2021, 170 overall. 1-2 and a swing and a miss. A slider down and away. Pitch was dropped by Porter, so he'll throw up to first to complete the strikeout. 2-3 on the putout, and Carson Seymour strikes out the side and retires the side in order. If you need to retire your car, look no further than Les Schwab Tire Center. It's got the best selection, quality, and service every time. As we head to the bottom of the second, still scoreless in Sacktown on the Rivercats Digital Network.
Bank that's going to hit it out of the park. Poppy Bank is proud to sponsor the Sacramento Rivercats and remains committed to making a positive difference in the communities we serve. There's a reason Poppy Bank has been voted the best business bank. Learn more about our competitive products and services by visiting one of Poppy Bank's Sacramento area branches or online at poppy.bank. That's poppy.bank. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
If you're not feeling the love from your internet provider, there's good news. No, they're not changing, but you've got a choice with Fidium Fiber Internet. We know what people are going through, like Norman. He says, I keep paying more and more for less and less. Well, that's not right. Dana says, buffering. I hate buffering. So do we, Dana. Fidium Fiber delivers gig speeds over our 100% fiber network, and our smart Wi-Fi adapts to you. Visit fidiumfiber.com/loveit. Service not available everywhere.
You never know where the road will take you, but with the right set of tires, you'll always be ready for any adventure in California. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. Keep your Toyota a Toyota. Stay safe. Stay ready. Toyota. Let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and signed vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Jake Lamb leads it off for the Rivercats. We go to the bottom of the second inning. No score. Zach Beirute, glad to have you with us on opening night. Always special no matter where you are, no matter the venue, but especially this year in what is just a very unique situation here in Sacramento with all eyes on this town and the baseball community as that pitch in for a strike. To Jake Lamb, a newcomer to the Giants organization, that pitch is off the outside. Lamb, you've seen him in this league a bunch, and it goes back to his time in Reno when he was coming up with the D-backs. Made his AAA debut with Reno in 2014 as he swings and pops it up on the infield. The overcast has cleared out a little bit, so it's a powder blue sky. And Amador, the second baseman on the infield grass, makes the catch for out number one. That is Lamb's first official at-bat as a Giants player, Giants farmhand, if you will. Spent all of last season in the Pirates organization with the Indianapolis Indians at AAA. One away, and Oslavis Basabe got a chance to see him on Sunday in the exhibition game with the Giants as he takes a big swing and miss. Basabe in from the right side, takes low and in. It's even at one ball and one strike. Basabe, a native of Venezuela, was originally signed by the Rangers, and he spent last year in the Rays organization, mostly with Durham. He also played in the Complex League in Florida for a time as he lifts this one out of play into the seats off to the right. One ball and one strike to Basabe. His first at-bat as a Giants farmhand. Basabe has seen 31 games in the big leagues, and all those came with the Rays in 2023, and he swings and hits one hard. It's gloved neatly on one bounce by Miller at third, and he fires across to first to get Basabe. That was a seed handled neatly by Owen Miller on one bounce. So two up, two down for Gomber, who escaped a first inning jam, had runners at second and third with two outs, got out of it by striking out Porter. Here two outs, the base is clear. And Hunter Bishop in from the left side, and Bishop swings and hits one weakly foul off to the third base on deck area. Bishop in from the left side had a fine finish to last year's campaign. And Bishop takes that pitch low. Bishop has been oft injured. He had a labrum surgery done. That was in 2021. And then he missed the entire 2023 season needing Tommy John surgery. So he has had an odyssey as the pitch is off the outside. We talked about it a lot last year. But a guy who was drafted out of Arizona State, 10th overall in 2019, kind of fell off the radar as that pitch is off the outside. And he was the first ever selection of Farhan Zaidi. Hunter Bishop was. So he'll always have that distinction. Here's the 3-1, and he swings and pulls it weakly to the right side. Couple of bounces, first baseman Hira has it. Underhands to Gomber at first, 3-1 on the putout. Ends a 1-2-3, bottom of the second, nothing across for the Rivercats. As we go to the third, nothing in Sacramento on the Rivercats Digital Network.
Downtown Ford has lost their minds. They're offering 100,000 miles of free factory-recommended maintenance on all EVs. That includes Mach-E, F-150 Lightning, and the E-Transit van. DowntownFordSacramento.com.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
If you're not feeling the love from your internet provider, there's good news. No, they're not changing, but you've got a choice with Fidium Fiber Internet. We know what people are going through. Like Norman. He says, I keep paying more and more for less and less. Well, that's not right. Dana says, buffering. I hate buffering. So do we, Dana. Fidium Fiber delivers gig speeds over our 100% fiber network. And our smart Wi-Fi adapts to you. Visit fidiumfiber.com/love it. Service not available everywhere.
Big plays happen on the field, but key players keep everything clean behind the scenes. That's why Advanced is proud to be the official custodial service partner of the Sacramento Rivercats. From ballparks to boardrooms, we deliver a winning clean every time. Contact Advanced today for spotless service that's always a grand slam. Advanced, because a clean space is always a home run.
All right, Carson Seymour back to work. We go to the top of the third inning. An opening night at Sutter Health Park. And in from the left side, it's Adiel Amador as that pitch is going to miss in the dirt and carry him off to the right of catcher Logan Porter. It's ball one to Adiel Amador, who singled to open the ball game. Amador making his AAA debut as he takes for a strike on the outside. Made his major league debut last year, so one of the guys that went from AA to the big leagues, we're seeing that more frequently now, for better or for worse, I might add, but played 10 games with the Rockies last year in his first bit of major league time, had 6 hits in 35 official at-bats as he takes that pitch for a strike. One ball and two strikes to Amador. In his 5th professional season, all with the Rockies organization, it was June 9th when he made his major league debut last year at St. Louis. 1-2 and a swing and a miss. That pitch cutting to the inside. And that is 4 strikeouts in a row for Carson Seymour. So one down, and Ryan Ritter, who is the first of now 6 strikeout victims of Carson Seymour. It's a swing and a fly ball to right. This is right at Wade Meckler. Trots a couple of steps to his left. I shouldn't say trots, more skips a couple of steps to his left and makes the catch. And Ritter retired on one pitch. So 2 up, 2 down, and Zach Veen, the on-deck hitter. 3 games here at Sutter Health Park for the Rivercats, and then 2 weeks on the road, and the Athletics take over on Monday. And the A's will host the Cubs here on Monday, while the Rivercats go to Las Vegas. It'll be Vegas and Tacoma back-to-back on the road for the Rivercats. Our only trip to Vegas, which blows my mind. Pitch on the way, and Veen swings and misses another pitch darting to the inside. Vegas, one of the closer cities to Sacramento, closest outside of Reno. By the way, the Rivercats don't go to Reno until the 4th of July, that pitch off the outside. But one trip to Vegas this year, 3 trips to Tacoma, including one where the Rivercats will play up there as the designated home team. It'll be in June as there's a swing and a miss. That is the middle of a 3-week road trip in June for the Rivercats. Sugarland, Tacoma, Salt Lake, and Major League Baseball sending the Rivercats on a bonus road trip to give this field a break in early June. So that's the reason for the 3-week trip. As the pitch is swung on and lifted toward the left field corner, slicing toward that corner. It will land fair out of our line of sight. Signaled fair by Denver Dangerfield, the third base umpire, and into second base with a double goes Zach Veen. So Veen is 2 for 2. Mentioned this is not Veen's AAA debut. Had 21 games with Albuquerque last year. He's 2 for 2 on opening night here, and he's in scoring position, and that breaks up the stretch of 6 in a row retired by Seymour. And Keston Hira in from the right side. The pitch is taken upstairs for ball one. No score, top of the third inning. Isotopes, a runner at second base with 2 outs. Br- breeze pushing out to right field. It'll get more chilly as the night wears on. Pitch a swing and a foul back. Count even at 1-1. It's depending on where you were today in these parts, you may have gotten a spritz. Just driving through Elk Grove about 5 o'clock this morning, and to my shock, there was a little rain shower. There's the 1-1, and it's up high. Nothing heavy, but had to use the windshield wipers, which I wasn't expecting to have to do today. Two balls and one strike to Castanera. Here's the pitch, and a strike. Pumped across by Seymour. So that evens the count at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Runner at second base, Veen with two outs in a scoreless game in the top of the third. Two-two. Swing and a pop-up. This is to right field into the gathering twilight. Meckler trotting in and to his left, gets camped, makes the catch, and that ends the inning. So Seymour works around the two-out double by Veen. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left stranded. Last of the third coming up. The Isotopes nothing, the Rivercats nothing on the Rivercats Digital Network.
If you're not feeling the love from your internet provider, there's good news. No, they're not changing, but you've got a choice with Fidium Fiber Internet. We know what people are going through. Like Norman. He says, I keep paying more and more for less and less. Well, that's not right. Dana says, buffering. I hate buffering. So do we, Dana. Fidium Fiber delivers gig speeds over our 100% fiber network. And our smart Wi-Fi adapts to you. Visit FidiumFiber.com/love it. Service not available everywhere.
Jackson Rancheria.
Let's go.
Jackson. Rivercats fans know the best place to go is Jackson. Play your favorite games, stay in the best hotel, and win the best prizes. Then step up to a plate of the best steak and seafood in Amador County at Lone Wolf Restaurant and Lounge. Jackson Rancheria Casino Resort. Go Rivercats. Let's go.
Jackson, 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 Jackson Rancheria.
Let's go.
Hey everybody, I'm Alicia Mason. I'm teaming up with Tatiana Manning, Senior Program Manager at PG&E, to share some simple steps you can take to a more energy-efficient home. I heard the washer and dryer can be some of the costliest appliances in your home to use. Do you have any tips to save money in the laundry room?
Let's address the costliest issue, heating water. Instead, opt for the cold cycle. Doing this one simple step can save you up to $40 a year.
That's great. So I get to help with the planet and save some money too.
That's right.
Learn more at savingsactioncenter.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. From city streets to open highways, Toyota's legendary reliability is built for every road ahead. Right now, get a low-cost lease on a versatile 2025 RAV4 Hybrid. Or shop the industry's best lineup of hybrid SUVs with a 2025 Grand Highlander Hybrid and stylish 2025 Toyota Crown Signia. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 4/30/25.
Brett Arbach takes the first pitch from Austin Gomber for a strike. The second pitch to Brett is up high. One ball and one strike to Brett Arbach, who joined the Rivercats last May and never left. Pitch. Swing and a high fly ball to deep left center. Thompson and Veen are back. They're at the wall. It's gone! And Brett Arbach has the first home run of the season for the Rivercats. And with it, he scores Sacramento's first run of 2025. Solo blast for Arbach, and the Rivercats take a 1-0 lead. You'll love to see that for Brett Arbach, who last year in a Rivercats uniform hit four home runs in 62 games. But don't let the four home runs fool you. I mean, he's got some pop in his bat, and he shows that in his first at bat of the season as that pitch taken by Grant McRae for strike one. So Arbach takes Gomber deep, and the Rivercats take the initial lead. Pitch and a swing and a foul to the backstop. McCray hit 301 in 41 games for the Rivercats a season ago as that pitch is in the dirt and caroms off to the left of the catcher, Fulford. Beg your pardon, 272 for McCray. 272 for McCray. With the Giants, in his first big league time, he played in 37 games, and he hit 202 with five homers as a big swing and a miss. And McCray on a breaking ball goes down on strikes. Second strikeout for Gomber, and the first out of the bottom of the third. Brett Wisely in from the left side. The third baseman, Miller, at the edge of the cutout, crept in toward the grass, the pitch. And Weiser takes a strike. Wisely singled his first time up. Shortstop Ritter is shaded up the middle. Pitch. And Wisely swings and pulls it to the right side. Two bounces, speared with a backhand by the first baseman, Hira. He'll underhand to Gomber for a 3-1 putout, as that's out number two. So back-to-back outs after the leadoff homer hit by Arbach. And it brings up Luciano, who walked his first time up. Pitch, and Marco takes a strike on the outside. Oh-1, and Luciano takes down and away. One ball and one strike. 1-0 Sacramento, bottom of the third, courtesy of Brett Arbach. And a leadoff homer. The kick and the 1-1 is going to be a strike swinging. It was up and away, and Luciano tried to hold up and did not. They appealed that to the first base umpire. That's Brian Walsh. Center fielder Veen a step towards left. Now the 1-2, and Lucy takes low. Two-two, and Luciano takes upstairs and a full count. Tomorrow, 6:47, first pitch. It's on the way, and it is low and away. Luciano takes a walk. Second walk drawn by Marco. I was 10 minutes off. 2 minutes off for what would be a normal start. But the reason it's 6:37 is because of the television. I'll be on CBS tomorrow with Steve Sachs. I'm going to let Sachs do most of the talking tomorrow, trust me, as that pitches off the outside. Ball one. Again, I apologize for just the terrible sound of my voice. It left me throughout the course of the day. Not what you want on opening night, but we'll get through it as the 1-0 is... I don't know if it was bunted or if it just went to the backstop, as squaring that time was Meckler, went to the backstop, so there was no contact. Now Meckler asking for time. They did say it was a strike. They did say he made contact. So 1-1. Pitch, and it's in the dirt. It is a twilight sky. The stadium lights taking effect here. I think more early than normal because of how big the light stanchions are now. So it looks brighter earlier because of the lights. 2-1, and it's up and in. So three balls and a strike to Wade Meckler. Luciano at first, he's being held by Hira. 3-1. And a swing and a fly ball hit well the other way. Veen, the center fielder, angled back to his right on the track, and it one hops the fence. Hitting third base is Luciano. Hobert Cabrera waves him home. Luciano scores, standing up. And at a second base standing with an RBI double, Wade Meckler. And he doubles up the Rivercats lead. It's 2-0 Sacramento. Meckler flexing the opposite field muscle. Sent that soaring out to left center and out of the range of Veen, who is racing back, angled to his right, and one hop the fence. And with two outs, Luciano running on contact, scored easily. 2-0 Rivercats. So the Rivercats making Gomber pay for that two-out walk. Now a visit to the mound here is they're going to give Gomber a breather. Pitching coach out to visit the mound. And it'll be Meckler at second base with two outs. Chris Mahalik back to the first base visitor's dugout. Pedro Lopez managing the Isotopes for a third straight season. For Pedro, his 21st season as a minor league skipper. Pitch is taken by Porter for strike one. So this inning started with a home run hit by Brett Arbach. Rivercats have added on with a two-out RBI double from Meckler. That pitch taken for a strike by Porter, who's 0-for-1. Logan came up with runners at second and third, two outs in the first, and struck out swinging. Now time was called. I believe the catcher, Fulford, asking for time. The 0-2, runner goes, and the pitch is low and in, and Meckler steals third. So a little unconventional there with two outs, Meckler taking off for third base. He has his first bag of the season. Meckler, between many different levels last year, stole 9 times, was caught just once. Pitch, swing, and a foul sprayed off to the right, a defensive swing there from Porter, just protecting that outside edge. One ball, two strikes, and a pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him on a breaking ball, so Gomber strikes out Porter to end the inning. Third strikeout for Gomber, and two have come at the expense of Logan Porter. For the Rivercats, though, they get the first runs of the season. Two runs on two hits, a leadoff homer from Arbach, a two-out RBI double from Meckler. There were no Isotopes errors and one man stranded at third. On to the middle innings, top of the fourth coming up. 2-0 Kitties on the Rivercats Digital Network.
On the field, but key players keep everything clean behind the scenes. That's why Advanced is proud to be the official custodial service partner of the Sacramento Rivercats. From ballparks to boardrooms, we deliver a winning clean every time. Contact Advanced today for spotless service that's always a grand slam. Advanced, because a clean space is always a home run.
Jackson Rancheria.
Let's go.
Jackson. Rivercats fans know the best place to go is Jackson. Play your favorite games, stay in the best hotel, and win the best prizes. Then step up to a plate of the best steak and seafood in Amador County at Lone Wolf Restaurant and Lounge. Jackson Rancheria Casino Resort. Go Rivercats. Let's go.
Jackson, 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 Jackson Rancheria.
Let's go.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. More miles, fewer fill-ups. Toyota hybrids are built to go the distance with legendary dependability and head-turning style. Get a low-cost lease on a new 2025 Prius or shop deals on 17 Toyota hybrid models from the longest-lasting brand on the road. Plus, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, 2 years of complimentary maintenance. Toyota,
Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Offers end 4/30/25.
Yankiel Fernandez leads it off for the Isotopes. Top of the fourth inning. Sacramento with a 2-0 lead after a two-run bottom of the third. Carson Seymour now working with that lead, deals in tight to Fernandez. Pitch and a strike on the inside. One ball and one strike. Fernandez followed by Owen Miller and Sterling Thompson. It's on the way, and a swing and a shot foul past the third base coach. Spinning out of the way that time. So one ball and two strikes. Pedro Lopez getting out of the way there. One, two, a swing and a miss, and Yankiel Fernandez becomes the seventh strikeout victim of Seymour. One down, and Owen Miller is coming up next. Seymour, for as many innings as he worked last year, did not have a double-digit strikeout game. I thought he did, but he did not, as that pitch is in the dirt and to the backstop. Season high last year was 8. And it happened twice. Pitch is in for a strike, so with one more strikeout, Seymour could match his season high strikeout total from a year ago. And he is about to throw his 52nd pitch of the night. The 1-1 is in the dirt, down and away. And now 2-1 to Miller, who grounded out to the shortstop his first time up. 2-0 Rivercats, top of the fourth inning. Miller in his 8th professional season, playing for his 4th organization. As he swings and fouls it to the right. He's played for the Padres, for Cleveland, and for the Brewers. And he was acquired in a trade from the Brewers in exchange for cash this past offseason in November. Two-two, and it's low and away. It would be interesting to be acquired for cash. You could tell someone exactly how much you're worth. It's out there. 3-2, the swing and a ground ball toward the middle. To his left goes Wisely. He gloves, spins, and from the rim of the outfield grass, throws to first in time to get Miller. Second time Owen Miller has tried Brett Wisely. Miller is 0-2. With two down, Sterling Thompson coming up next. Thompson struck out looking his only other trip. Here's the pitch, and a check swing. Did he go? He did, says Denver Dangerfield at third base. Not sure if there's any relation to Rodney for our third base umpire. And as an umpire, he'll continue to get no respect. There's the 0-1, and a swing and a miss. It's a great bit. And Rodney Dangerfield was committed to that bit his entire life. No balls and two strikes. It's on the way. Swing and a miss, and Seymour with his 8th strikeout. And in his first appearance of 2025, matches his strikeout high in a game from a year ago. And he retires the side in order in the top of the fourth. If you need to retire your car, Look no further than Les Schwab Tire Centers. They have the best selection, quality, and service every time, making our way to the bottom of the fourth. 2-0 Rivercats on the Rivercats Digital Network.
When it comes to your finances, you need a bank that's going to hit it out of the park. Poppy Bank is proud to sponsor the Sacramento Rivercats and remains committed to making a positive difference in the communities we serve. There's a reason Poppy Bank has been voted the best business bank. Learn more about our competitive products and services by visiting one of Poppy Bank's Sacramento area branches or online at poppy.bank. That's poppy.bank. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Jackson Rancheria.
Let's go.
Jackson. Rivercats fans know the best place to go is Jackson. Play your favorite games, stay in the best hotel, and win the best prizes. Then step up to a plate of the best steak and seafood in Amador County at Lone Wolf Restaurant and Lounge. Jackson Rancheria Casino Resort. Go Rivercats. Let's go.
Jackson, 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 Jackson Rancheria.
Let's go.
It's all things electric all April long at Downtown Ford. And Downtown Ford is the only Ford dealership in the nation offering 100,000 miles of free factory recommended maintenance on any and all EV Mach-Es, all electric F-150 Lightnings, and all electric E-Transit vans. If you've thought about an EV, you got to check out Downtown Ford, the only dealership in California and the nation offering 100,000 miles of free factory recommended maintenance.
Baseball season.
Austin Gombert on a rehab assignment back out for inning number four. And his first pitch to Jake Lamb is swung on and bounced foul through the first base coach's box. Strike one on Jake Lamb, who's 0 for 1. He popped his second. His only other time up. The 0-1 is low and in. A check swing is appealed and no, says the third base umpire, Denver Dangerfield. 2-0 Rivercats. Zach Beirutti, it's great to feel like I'm 13 years old again. This voice, is that swung on and missed? And now 1-2. Tristan Beck is getting hot in the Rivercats bullpen. The 1-2 is strike three called. So Lamb is rung up, and it's the fourth strikeout for Gomber. Back-to-back K's. He got Porter to end the third. He gets Lamb to begin the fourth. Now Oslavis Basabe. The pitch, and it's taken for ball one. Might need to go with some performance enhancers for tomorrow. That's in for a strike. Hopefully they're not testing. One ball and one strike to Basabe. It's on the way. And a swing and a foul ball pulled off to the third base side. Thankfully, Greg Wong's going to do all the talking here on the radio side tomorrow while I'm on the TV side. It's the 1-2, a swing and a miss, and Basabe strikes out swinging. So, Gomber has struck out three in a row going back to the last out of the third. Two up, two down here in the fourth, and now Hunter Bishop, who bounced out to the first baseman, Hira, his first time up. Night falling here in the capital city. Lefty to lefty, Bishop swings and pops it to the infield. Shortstop Ritter is there. On the infield grass, he makes the catch. The side is retired. A quick 1-2-3 worked by Gomber. Nothing across for the Rivercats, his second clean inning. And we go now to the fifth. 2-0 Sacramento on the Rivercats Digital Network.
Hey, everybody. I'm Alicia Mason. I'm teaming up with Tatiana Manning, Senior Program Manager at PG&E, to share some simple steps you can take to a more energy-efficient home. I heard the washer and dryer can be some of the costliest appliances in your home to use. Do you have any tips to save money in the laundry room?
Let's address the costliest issue, heating water. Instead, opt for the cold cycle. Doing this one simple step can save you up to $40 a year.
That's great. So I get to help with the planet and save some money, too.
That's right.
Learn more at savingsactioncenter.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Happen on the field, but key players keep everything clean behind the scenes. That's why Advanced is proud to be the official custodial service partner of the Sacramento Rivercats. From ballparks to boardrooms, we deliver a winning clean every time. Contact Advanced today for spotless service that's always a grand slam. Advanced, because a clean space is always a home run.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. It's time to take on the great outdoors with a truck built for adventure. Get a low-cost lease on a legendary 2024 Tacoma. Or get low financing or an incredible $3,000 cash back on a rugged 2025 Tundra. Plus, the all-new 2025 4Runner has arrived. Toyota, let's go places.
Offers available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit. Cash back available through TMNA and cannot be combined with other offers. That's 4/30/25.
Tristan Beck, beg your pardon, is the new pitcher for the Rivercats. And Beck's first pitch is strike to Warming Bernabell. And what an outing to start the year for Carson Seymour. 4 innings, 8 strikeouts, no runs. Rivercats leading 2-0, a swing and a rope foul off the bat of Bernabell. So Seymour, 4 innings. He allowed 3 hits, of course, no runs. Seymour walked 1, struck out 8. Tremendous start to the campaign for Carson Seymour. The pitch, a swing and a liner, foul outside of third. Tristan Beck, 28 years old. Spent the entire season on the IL last year as the pitch swung on a pull to the left side. It's going to be backhanded by Wisely and from deep short makes a strong, accurate throw to first to get Bernabell for out number one. But Beck did come off the IL toward the end of last season. And he had 5 appearances with the Rivercats. Made 7 appearances with San Francisco. Pitch on the way, and a swing and a miss, a sweeping pitch to the outside. Left-hander throwing in the Isotopes pen. It's a swing and a miss. It's now 0-2. It's Jack O'Loughlin in the pen for the Isotopes. The 0-2, swing and a foul back. O2 is in the dirt into the backstop. But Beck last year for the Rivercats, 5 starts, totaling 13 and two-thirds innings as he was making his way back from that scary ailment that he had, an aneurysm in his upper arm, and they discovered that back in February. Had to undergo surgery. Really a scary situation as that pitch is low and Tristan, in talking about it afterward, said that there were two different points of view. Obviously, he was really disappointed that he had to miss pretty much all of last season, but he was also at the same time extremely grateful that they caught that and for the care that he received and for the Giants medical team taking such great care of him as the pitch swung on and missed, and a slider strikes out Braxton Fulford. So he's 0 for 2 with a pair of strikeouts. And that's Beck's first strikeout of the season. Two down, back to the top of the order. And Adiel Amador, who's in from the left side. Here's the pitch. And Amador swings and misses in the count 0-1. Is off the outside. Now time called as Amador steps out of the box. Mentioned last year, Amador made his major league debut on June 9th, the second youngest position player in Rockies franchise history to debut behind Ezekiel Tovar. Third youngest overall. Pitch, swing and a miss. Was the fifth youngest position player in Rockies franchise history to appear in a major league game. Now that was in 2024. Overall, that is in 2024. The 1-2 is off the outside, and it's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rockies added Amador to the 40-man roster just prior to the start of last season. There's the 2-2 and a swing and a foul back. I shouldn't say just prior. It was in November of 2023. The 2-2. Swing and a shot through the right side, a base hit on one bounce past the diving Basabe, the second baseman diving to his left. So it will not be a 1-2-3 inning for Beck. Instead, Ryan Ritter will come up. Rivercats leading 2-0. Here's the pitch. And it's low, ball one. Ritter has been a Rocky his professional career, his entire career, his third professional season, all with the Colorado organization as a throw to first. And Amador dives back. And Ritter played in the Fall League, played for the Salt River Rafters of the AFL. They won the Fall League championship. Throw to first, diving back goes Amador. The 1-0, in tight. Fastball there from Beck. 2 balls and no strikes to Ryan Ritter, who has struck out and flied to right. Center fielder McCray is slightly towards right field. 2-0 is in the dirt and to the backstop. It'll be a wild pitch as up to second base goes Amador. And now, the Isotopes have a runner in scoring position with 2 outs. Beck's 3-0. And it's a ball off the outside. It's like David Arrieta was about to call a strike, but it is ball four. So Ritter walks, and he's aboard for the first time. And now some two-out turbulence here for Tristan Beck. After back-to-back outs are recorded. Two on, two out. The Rivercats nursing a 2-0 lead. Zach Veen in from the left side, and the pitch is a strike. That one found the inside corner. One, and a swing and a bouncer to first is going to be taken on the second bounce by Lamb at deep first. He'll underhand to Beck, a 3-1 put out against Tristan Beck out of Dodge. First time that Veen has been retired today. No runs, a hit, no errors, and two men left. The Isotopes have stranded 6-5 as we go to the bottom of the fifth. It remains 2-0 Sacramento on the Rivercats Digital Network.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Baseball season is in full swing, and just like on the field, you need a team that you can count on. At Proactive Pest Control, we are the local experts when it comes to keeping your home pest-free. We offer same-day service, a 100% service guarantee, and our solutions are eco-friendly and pet-safe, so you can rest easy knowing your home and loved ones are protected. Visit BeProactivePestControl.com. Proactive Pest Control, your local experts, keeping your home safe from pests and ready for the game.
Downtown Ford has lost their minds. They're offering 100,000 miles of free factory-recommended maintenance on all EVs. That includes Mach-E, F-150 Lightning, and the E-Transit van. DowntownFordSacramento.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Brett Auerbach, beg your pardon, who led off the third inning with a home run to break the ice in this game. He leads off the fifth, and the Rivercats maintain a 2-0 lead. The first pitch is taken for ball one by Auerbach. The wind of the pitch on the way, and it is low and away. 2-0, a new pitcher for the Isotopes. It's Jack O'Loughlin, so he takes over for the rehabbing Austin Gomber, who went four innings and gave up those two runs in the third. They were both earned. 2-0 is low and away. Two runs on three hits allowed by Gomber. Two walks, five strikeouts. Kicking the 3-0, and Auerbach takes inside. And Brett works a walk and stays perfect on the season. One for one, with a home run and now a walk. You try and stay perfect as long as you can, right? As you go back to the top of the order and Grant McCray. And McCray is looking for his first knock tonight. He's 0 for 2. He's grounded to first, and he has struck out swinging. Here's the pitch. And it's low, and a throw up the first baseline by Fulford, catcher, and diving back goes Arbach. It's on the way, and Grant takes low and away. Two balls and no strikes. Jack O'Loughlin from Adelaide, Australia, was originally signed by the Tigers in 2016. And you might remember him from the A's. Made his major league debut last year, four games with Oakland, spent most of last year with Las Vegas. 2-0 is taken for a strike. O'Loughlin last year with Vegas, 73 innings worked to a 6.04 ERA in 32 games. 10 of those were starts. 2-1, a swing and a bounce foul through the first base coach's box. Two-two, in tight. Fastball there from O'Loughlin. So now a full count to McCray, and O'Loughlin in danger of walking back-to-back hitters to start this bottom of the fifth inning. 3-2, swing and a miss. McCray is down on strikes. So McCray still wearing the collar. He's 0-3. And now Brett Wisely, who's 1-2. That is the sixth strikeout for Isotopes pitching. Pitch on the way. Ooh, inside Arbach. Or beg your pardon, Wisely jackknifing out of the way. Arbach returning to first base. Arbach had a big secondary lead there, got back to first. Lefty to lefty, O'Loughlin to Wisely. The pitch taken for a strike. Well-placed pitch on the outside. O'Loughlin began his journey, as I mentioned, in the Tigers organization. Made it as high as AAA with Detroit. Got to Toledo in 2023. Was picked up by the A's last season. Throw to first, and again, diving back goes Arbach. One-one, Arbach takes off, the pitch is outside, the throw to second is not in time. Good jump for Arbach, and he steals his first base of the season. Two and one, and now O'Loughlin steps off the slab and looks Arbach back to second base. That pitch is inside. Three balls and a strike to Wisely. And now the pitch is low and away, and Wisely walks. Here's Luciano with two on and one out. The Rivercats leading 2-0. the kick and the pitch. And Luciano takes a backdoor breaking ball wide. The 1-0, and it's low and outside. Two balls and no strikes. Last year, O'Loughlin with Vegas is going to be visited. Two balls and no strikes. Last year, O'Loughlin with Vegas is going to be visited